Bonjour et bienvenue à cette balado qui traite exclusivement d'éducation, de pédagogie et de didactique.
Je m'appelle Marc-André Girard. Bienvenue au rendez-vous pédagogique de l'École branchée. Alors bonjour M. Salberg.
Bonjour.
Je suis Marc-André Girard, je suis en direct de ULEAD à Banff et puis j'ai le plaisir de m'entretenir avec M. Passy Salberg qui est un conseiller principal en Finlande et qui a participé aux réformes qui ont fait de la Finlande, qui ont donné la réputation à la Finlande qu'on lui connaît. Alors l'entrevue va se dérouler en anglais. Et puis, je vais laisser M. Salberg, maybe you could introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them where you are from and what you've been doing so far.
Yes, hello. My name is Pasi Salberg and I'm from Finland. As you heard, I'm a school teacher. That was my first job. I worked for the Finnish government for many years and the University of Helsinki was my home for a while. Then I've been doing work internationally with the European Union in Italy for a few years and in the United States with the World Bank. And now the last 3 years I have been teaching and doing research at the Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So basically you're based in America right now, or you go back in Finland once
in a while? No, I have my family and everybody, so we live in Cambridge.
All right. So you've been delivering a beautiful presentation. It was really appreciated by all the 1,100 guests that were there. You were talking about three quotes, and you asked us to say whether they were true or they were myth. So I will read the quotes, and you will tell the answer if it's true or a myth, and maybe give us a little explanation. You were able to mystify a little bit of us. So the first quote is, the most important single factor in improving quality of education is teacher. Is it a myth? Is it true? And why so?
This is a myth, and it's a very common myth around the world, really, in different international and national policies. It seems to be true for many people because your intuition says that teachers are important and they're probably the most important thing in a school. But we also know from research that about two-thirds of the variation in related to students' learning in school comes from outer school factors, such as parents' occupation, education, the wealth of the family, peer group, where children live, their district, and so on. So, arguing that the teachers would be the most important single factor in influencing the quality of education is not true, because it's most of those things are not under the control of teachers or schools at all. And that's why I think the danger of this type of myth is that it will kind of overrate the expectations that we often put in the teachers by saying that if you have good enough teachers, they can overcome all of this poverty and social issues and inequalities that children bring to school. I think the fact that says that most of the variance related to students' performance and learning in school are outside of the school tells us also the importance of, helping and improving communities and families and children's lives through healthcare and early childhood education and many other things that has nothing to do with the school. So that's why I say that it's a myth.
All right. Second quote, low ability teacher perform as well as teacher of average ability if they have strong social capital in their school. Is it true or it's not?
This is interesting. This is a true statement as far as the most recent research is concerned. And this is something that has been done by more actively by researchers now during the last 10 years, really. The social, kind of a social side of teaching that is looking at how the teacher collaboration or kind of a collective nature of teaching would be affecting teachers' work, not only how teachers feel and perceive their experience, their work in a school, but how the increased investment in social capital, in other words, teams and teacher collaboration, a kind of a collectiveness of teaching in a school is affecting students' learning. And now the research is fairly clearly indicating that the more social capital schools have, in other words, the more teachers have opportunities and also kind of a license to work with other teachers in their schools and in other schools, that this also affects positively students' learning outcomes. So that's why I say that this statement is true.
The third statement, the quality of an education system cannot exceed the quality of its teacher. This is something we hear quite often, even in French. So is it true or it's a myth?
This is a very common myth as well. And it's something that is easy to say. It's a little bit like the first statement that we had. It sounds like it's true. It's very easy to accept if you're not an educator, if you don't really have experience, first-hand experience in working in a school as a principal or teacher, you don't really understand why this couldn't be true. Because what this actually means, if this statement was true, of course it would mean that the better teachers we have in our schools, the better the school will do. But we also know from research and we know from common sense that you can be a high performing or successful team without having a 5-star team members. So you don't need to have the best people around you in the team to make a first-class performance or results. If you have good leadership, if you have a kind of an ethos in a group that people want to help one another and work together, if you have a clear goal where you want to go. It's a little bit like in ice hockey that I often use as an example. And, Finland is a good example of that we don't necessarily have the best individuals in a hockey teams. It's a small country, 5 million people.
Husky Finnish.
Yes, but what we have and what we celebrate in ice hockey in Finland is this team play that everybody who plays hockey understands that, you cannot be successful without being a successful team member. That's a kind of a first thing. But we exercise the same idea in our schools nowadays, and we have done it for the last probably 20, 25 years. That you must be a good team player if you want to work in a Finnish school. There's no room anymore for individual stars that we used to have previously. Now we are looking for the principals when they are hiring people to work in the school. One of the first questions they ask is that, what is your record? How you can or show some evidence that shows that you're a team player. And so that's so critical thing in making a successful school to have people who want to work together again, who have experience to work together. So that's why I think saying that the quality of an education system cannot exceed the quality of its teachers, it expresses a kind of a human capital view, that it's an economist view on things, but education schools don't work like economies.
Well, from what I understand, all the three statements you made, whether they were myth or not, whatever comes out of all three is that it's always team playing.
That's
all,
right.
Everything
yeah.
together. That's
yeah.
the
yeah.
that's the thing. I got maybe one bonus question for you. Why did you come here at ULEAD with a summit on leadership in education when you are from Boston? I know you're pretty busy. Why did you choose to be here?
Well, I have been here before and I have done a lot of work with Canada. I love Canada. I like to work with teachers and educators and leaders here. I think this is a very different place to practically anywhere else. I work around the world. In Australia and Europe and Asia and South America, everywhere. I haven't really seen anything kind of a commitment and compassion that people here show. This particular conference, this ULEAD, is, I would probably say, that the best education leadership conference that I know. And I go to a lot of conferences, so that's why if ever I have an invitation to come here for a few days and meet people, I'm always happy to do that.
Well, thank you for your time, sir, and it was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Merci.
Merci.